Log Talk Radio.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145. And Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. As we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media, this is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message. I deliver it every day. We have a very focused show. We only chat about items that affect the roof over your head, your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. And let me remind you, If you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team, when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And yes, of course, we celebrate every day on Ron Siegel Radio. Today, I looked at the items of celebration, and obviously, we have a good time with this. National American Red Cross Founders Day, good organization there. National Memo Day. National Waitstaff Day, I like that one. But having beaten anorexia, we go with National Strawberries and Cream Day today. National Strawberries and Cream Day. I like that idea. We can go, what do they say on here about strawberries and cream that we can possibly not already know? It's always on May 21st, stressed strawberries, homemade whipped cream, a must. When strawberries are in season, they are the perfect refreshing light snack on a nice warm day. I don't know if we can do that here in Southern California today, unless you're out, one of our friends out in the Coachella Valley. It's not really nice and warm out today. It's a little bit, I don't know, a little cool, a little overcast, a little gloomy, we'll move right along and let's not even get into that because we are celebrating the fact that it is National Strawberries and Cream Day. We're looking at the markets up 281 points as I speak right now. A little bit of an excitement right there. Oil up 68 cents per barrel. Should I tell you what we're doing in the world of gasoline? I don't know if we want to even bring that up. It gets a little bit depressing when we talk about gasoline and gasoline prices here in the state of confusion in Taxifornia. Always watching them, though, just because, I don't know, maybe we ought to, as we look at more and more of the political ads that are coming on nowadays, we have to wonder a little bit about some of these things. Are they, what's going on with them? Are we still seeing them? Where's it going? Just a thought for you, because those folks that have been elected, they're the ones that are doing all this wonderful stuff for our gas prices. So if I look, the national average is $2.927. Taxifornia, we're paying $3.71. That's $1.10 more than the cheapest state of the union, which is, drum roll, please. I know I've got it on here somewhere. There we go. $2.61.2 in Mississippi. Yeah, we don't get to do that here. $3.67 is the price in Hawaii. $3.71.3. Yes, we are number one in the nation. We have the absolute highest gas prices thanks to our legislature, who likes to tax us on everything they possibly could tax us on. So let's keep on voting for the same people, see if we can get any different results. I don't know whether that'll happen. You know, the idea here is, I listen each morning, and I watch a lot of news, flipping through the stations, and I'm consistently seeing different news broadcasts. And right now, obviously, we are in the silly season. This is the time when we get to have more and more of the political ads coming on the news. And you listen to some of these folks, and, well, we're going to continue to fight the president. We're going to continue to protect you and continue to do all the same things that we've been doing right along that are getting us the high gas prices, getting us people not wanting to have. Did you notice this? We are at a generational low in babies in our state, according to the local census. And we don't want to have kids in a state of confusion, taxation. We don't want to do that anymore. Practice, I guess, is all we're going to do, or allow the illegals in, which is what our U.S. Senators Kamala Harris and Dianne Feinstein want. They don't want to solve any problems. They just want to continue with the same old, seeing highest gas prices. We use probably more gas than anybody, I'm guessing. Didn't check that out, but I'm assuming that we are probably amongst the highest users of gasoline because we've got so many cars, so many people, so much usage, yet we get to pay the highest prices. We've got the refineries here, but we make it hard to open more refineries, so we don't get a lot of competition. That's why when we see a oil fire or some sort of an explosion in a refinery here in Taxifornia, all of a sudden we got a problem because there's no competition. There's one refinery because it takes so darn long to get a refinery approved here in Taxifornia. See what else is going on in the news. President Trump urges allies to get tough on Robert Mueller's scam. The president attacked special counsel Mueller's investigation as biased and unfounded Sunday, urging Republicans to get tough with the probe as the 2018 midterms fast approach. Trump wrote on Twitter that Mueller's probe looking into possible campaign collusion with Russia is evidence of a double standard compared with Hillary Clinton, and that Republicans and real Americans should start getting tough on this scam, unquote. Trump went on to say, quote, things are really getting ridiculous. The failing and crooked, but not as crooked as Hillary Clinton at New York Times, has done a long and boring story indicating that the world's most expensive witch hunt has found nothing on Russia and me. This is the president speaking. So now they are looking at the rest of the world, unquote. Trump tweeted, quote, at what point does this soon-to-be $20 million witch hunt composed of 13 angry and heavily conflicted Democrats and two people who have worked for Obama for 8 years? Unbelievable. All we're seeing is collusion at the Trump administration, or the Obama administration. John Brennan not too happy about what's going on right now because he's starting to feel a little bit of pain there as well. So we'll see what happens with that one, because Brennan is starting to see that, you know, he's saying that he needs some protection by McConnell and Ryan. Really? I wonder if he wasn't out there doing things that he shouldn't have been doing, if that would have been the case. We're just checking some of these things out to see where they stand. I'm just curious how long this will continue on. Mark Warner, Trump allies who leak classified information should be prosecuted. That's the Democrat senator from Virginia on Sunday condemned any ally of President Trump who knowingly leaks classified information, including the identity of FBI informants. I wonder if he's going to feel the same way about those people who are the anti-Trumpers who are leaking this information, similar to Comey and his friend. Rudy Giuliani, Trump could be walking into a trap with the Mueller interview. That's not a big surprise to anybody.
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
If he's not given more details about a FBI informant who reportedly met with Trump campaign aides. Giuliani told the Wall Street Journal in an interview published Sunday that Trump's team would need more information about the informant and whether the individual had any incriminating information on Trump associates. Quote, what we intend to do is premise it on, if you want an interview, we need an answer to this, Giuliani told the newspaper. Washington Post reported Friday that a FBI informant had met with Trump, campaign co-chair Sam Clovis, in addition to advisors George Papadopoulos and Carter Page. The informant is said to be a retired professor and longtime U.S. intelligence source who met with Clovis in 2016 and reportedly offered to provide foreign policy advice to the campaign. Is that illegal? Some GOP lawmakers have claimed that the Obama administration planted a mole in the Trump campaign in order to find incriminating evidence against Trump and his aides. Pretty amazing. The former girlfriend of San Francisco 49er Reuben Foster recanted her accusations of domestic violence against the linebacker. In testimony on Thursday, Alyssa Ennis said she called 911 three times on February 11th because Foster broke up with her. Is that a crime? When a prosecutor asked why she called a third time, Anna said, I wanted to be extra. I wanted him to go down. I was pissed. Ennis was asked by a prosecutor if she took money from Foster. Ennis also testified that she tried to bring false domestic violence charges against another ex-boyfriend in 2011. When that man tried to break up with her, I took more than money. I took all his jewelry and his designer stuff. Real nice person here. She also stole his routing and account numbers when he went to jail. I wanted to sue Ruben. It was all money schemes, said Ennis. Her injuries were the result of a fight with two women after a traffic incident in San Francisco. Amazing. Royal wedding ratings, 18 million watched. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's big day in the UK. Meghan Markle and Prince Harry's wedding received blanket positive coverage across media in the UK. Pretty good information there. Incoming NRA president says Ritalin and TV may cause shootings. Oliver North, the incoming president of the National Rifle Association, said Sunday that school shootings are only a symptom of a broader problem. About time somebody finally brought this up. Somebody finally made this case. This disease is youngsters who are steeped in a culture of violence. They have been drugged in many cases. Nearly all of these perpetrators are male, and they are young teenagers in most cases, he continued. And they have come through a culture where violence is commonplace. All you need to do is turn on the TV, go to the movies. If you look at what has happened to the young people, this is the whole issue right here. I mean, I see so many people on our social media channels posting information about gun violence. It's the individuals. The guns are not causing a problem. It's the individuals who have access to them is where we're seeing these problems, yet nobody wants to talk about that. We watched even the Billboard Awards last night. They're on the wrong page. They have no clue that how do we get to the young people and start talking to them about what these issues really are. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, tips for maintaining financial sanity during a divorce. Don't wait to sell your house. Buyers are out now. Should you buy a house if you're already in debt? And that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate exchange without notice, licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 1990, the Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has the programs, the products that might even be able to save you as much as $10,000 to $50,000 on the purchase of your new home. Give me a call at 800-306-1990, saving $10,000 to $50,000 on the purchase. We'll talk about how you can do that. Call me 800-306-1990, the Mortgage Minute. Dow Jones Industrial Average up 313 points. What does that mean, though, to the bond markets? Well, the U.S. 10-year Treasury up another one basis point. The yield there is 3.07. A lot of people are going to say, well, that's a challenge. That's a problem. I'm going to tell you that that might be something good, the 10-year bond going up to 3.07. We know that we're going to start seeing some inflation. I talked to you about that last week. I talked to you how we're seeing some misrepresentations of some of the numbers when it comes to the inflation numbers, and they're actually going to come out higher than they've been. We're going to find out some about that, probably, or what the Federal Reserve is thinking about that on Wednesday when their minutes come out. But the Fannie Mae 30-year bond, that is down 6 basis points, which means interest rates are up a little bit. And for those of you that are looking at this, that are thinking about buying a house, now would not be the time to lock in. I'm going to say float cautiously right now. Be careful of where the bonds are. There's not a whole lot of room to go down toward where the next support level is. And there's a lot more room going up on the bond to the next point of resistance. Now, what does all of that mean? A lot of people don't follow that part of it. Well, when you go to the support level, the bonds go down, rates go up. Bonds go up, rates go down. So when we've got more room on the upside till we get to resistance, you might start looking at that and saying, okay, we might be looking at these rates going down a little bit because the bond has more room to move upward. That's where the pressure, that's where the tendency is. So we're just taking kind of looking at that for you. Now, that's what we're talking about today. Those things could change drastically tomorrow, and we want to really be careful as we go into Wednesday when we start seeing the Fed, reporting of the Fed minutes, what the Federal Reserve is thinking about, what they're seeing, what their conversation is during their most recent meetings. That is the Mortgage Minute, again, brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. They're the only ones I know of with the fast pass loan approval that can save you as much as $10,000 to $50,000 on the purchase of your new home. And how about that $1.2 million product that they have? Purchase a $1.2 million home, 5% down, no mortgage insurance. 5% down, no mortgage insurance. All that from our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. Yeah, you got to qualify, and there's all those other good technical things. You can find all the specifics on their websites. They've got them all over. And give me a call again, 800-306-1990. We can chat about that. So our topic of the day today was tips for maintaining financial sanity during a divorce. During a divorce, most instances, unless you've gone and talked to our friend Bart Carey, you may have trouble finding any sanity during a divorce. Bart's got a process, and his team over there, they do things a little bit differently, and it's not geared around trying to make everybody hate each other. But, you know, managing finances, never simple. Divorce can make it far more complex. And in addition to the emotional turmoil a divorce can cause in a person's life, it can also cause a lot of financial upheaval. By establishing a plan and relying on professional help where necessary, you can ensure your best possible financial outcome and avoid damage to your credit score during this tumultuous time. If you're facing a divorce in your future, these are, I don't know if we'll get to all of them, 20 tips help you maintain some sanity when it comes to navigating the financial aspects of divorce. Number one, consider both parties. This can seem impossible in the midst of the emotions of a divorce when tempers are high. That's why we look at the process that Bart Carey and his team use. The idea is for the tempers not to be high and for people to try and figure out how they can get along and separate the union in a civil manner. It's important to remember that making the best financial decisions for both parties will benefit each party in the long run. Number two, don't heed unsolicited advice. Whether it's your best friend or a coworker, there will be no shortage of unsolicited advice from people you know during a divorce. They'll be all too happy to share a story of a nightmare divorce or an amicable one and tell you what you should or shouldn't. Only the advice of those you trust. Always remember that advice is just that, and ultimately the decisions you make are up to you. Free advice is generally worth exactly what you pay for it. And you know something, you got to really trust yourself and what you're looking for. That's why, again, it's not a commercial for Bart. He comes on the programs every once in a while. I do see a lot of family lawyers who are really focused on working up a bill and getting parties to argue with one another, as opposed to seeing what the areas of common interest are and see maybe we can find a way of getting this done amicably. I know it doesn't benefit the attorneys in most instances. Their billable hours are not as extensive through the collaborative process as they are through an adversarial process, but maybe you'll keep a little bit more sanity. Number three, don't tell everyone your business. When emotions are high, we often wear them on our sleeves. In these times, we may find ourselves blabbing about our divorce to everyone, including the grocery store clerk. But because there is so much personal information, financial and otherwise, tied up in the divorce process, it's best to keep the details of your situation private and confidential. Leave advice to the professionals. It's important to only take legal and financial advice from a loyal lawyer and a trusted financial professional. They'll be able to objectively help you through your particular situation with the most effective and beneficial advice and strategies. Again, the collaborative process that some of these collaborative attorneys will go through, that the collaborative attorneys use, they're going to bring in a financial people. They're going to bring in psychological people. They're going to bring in the tax professionals. And, oh, yeah, they have got the lawyers there, too, but everybody's on the same page trying to make this work without going through the litigation. Remember the idea of the courts and the law. And I'm not a lawyer, not giving you legal advice, but in most instances, every one of the family lawyers that I've talked to and where I've explored this, they all come up with the same thing. The courts are geared for the least common denominator, not to get the best outcome for all parties. The law basically tells them what the absolute minimums are. So be very, very careful there. When you start going through the court system, it means that you may not find out what's best for either party. Just a thought for you. Focus on finances. A lawyer can help you through the legalities of things like separation agreements and child visitation. But when it comes to finances and managing joint debts, it's best to work with somebody who specializes in finance. If you don't know where to start, ask your divorce lawyer, ask a mediator, ask the collaborative attorney, call your local radio host. We can put you in touch with folks that focus on divorce finances. It's a whole different world because there are certain things, again, the lawyers come in and they'll talk and they'll tell you all the legal issues. And I'm not going to dispute that they know the law better than most. But some different types of businesses, they don't want to get involved in any kind of a legal issue. Their whole focus is to say, you know something? And I'll give you a perfect example. You can go through and you can get a court order that one party or the other is responsible for paying the mortgage. But a mortgage company is going to look and say, well, both parties are still on the document. So even though the court says who's responsible for it, the mortgage company says, we look at both parties as being responsible, so we're not going to lend either one of them until that is resolved. It's going to count against maybe they'll lend, but the issue will be that they're going to use the signed document, that mortgage where both parties are signed. Both parties are going to have that go against their income ratios. So while the attorneys are correct, the court order is correct, there's what they call an overlay that the lending companies will put on, and they're going to say, you know something, they're all right, but we don't want to deal with it. We don't want to have to find out. We don't want to defend it in court. So we're just going to say it goes against both parties. So the answer there is make sure that get your name off of a mortgage. If you've got a joint mortgage with a spouse or a spouse you're going through a divorce on, make sure that your name comes off the document. How does that happen? Well, the party who wants to keep the property needs to go out and get it refinanced to get your name off of it, get your name clear of that lien. It's not that hard to do if they qualify, but then again, maybe they don't qualify on their own. Maybe they shouldn't be keeping the property on their own. That's an area that you really have to be very, very careful of, because you may give in today, but you might find out that tomorrow you want to buy a house and you don't no longer qualify. Just a thought. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, we will continue our conversation on tips for maintaining financial sanity during a divorce. We'll also talk about don't wait to sell your house. The buyers are out now. And should you buy a house if you're already in debt? All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our offer number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure.
Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Good morning to Lance, Sid, Joe, James, Cindy, Chuck. Good morning. Glad to see you there. Deborah, glad to see you. Mark, glad to see you with us. Just a few shout-outs to a few folks that are on, have joined our Facebook live stream this morning. The real-time real estate segment being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. Don't wait to sell your house. Buyers are out now. Recently released data from the National Association of Realtors suggests that now is a great time to sell your home. The concept of supply and demand reveals that the best price for an item is realized when the supply of that item is low and the demand for that item is high. So let's see how that applies to the current residential real estate market. The supply, no secret that the supply of homes for sale has been far below the number needed to sustain a normal market for over a year at this point. A normal market requires 6 months of housing inventory to meet the demand. The latest report from the National Association of Realtors revealed that there is currently only a 3.6 month supply of homes on the market. Supply currently very low. Demand, a report that was just released, tells us that demand is very strong. The most recent foot traffic report, which sheds light on the number of buyers who are actually out looking at homes, disclosed that foot traffic grew 10.5 points to 52.4 in March as the new season approaches. Demand currently very high. The bottom line, waiting to sell will only increase the competition between you and all the other sellers putting their houses on the market later this summer. If you're debating whether or not to list your home, let's chat about it to discuss the market condition in your neighborhood. Again, as you know, I've got a real estate license. I do not use it. I share information with you, and if it makes sense for you to buy or sell, I'll introduce you to a great real estate professional in the neighborhood that you're looking for or who services the neighborhood that you're looking for. That is the real-time real estate segment, again, brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. No advertising there. You simply put in the information about your property, the property that you have an interest in, and you're going to get a text message and or an email as soon as anything meets that criteria and goes on the market. Very, very simple, and it's pretty easy for you to get through with it. So we've been chatting this morning on tips for maintaining financial sanity during a divorce. The fifth tip, focus on finances. Can a lawyer can help you? I think we already did that one. How about closing joint accounts? Kind of goes back to what I was talking about in the last segment. Regardless of who's responsible for paying the bill, until you're, and the court can order that either party is responsible for any debt. But until the account is closed, the creditors are going to say, you know something? If party A doesn't pay the bill, we're going to go after party B because they signed for it. Once you filed for divorce, it's important to cease accruing debt in both of your names. By continuing to rack up joint debt, you could end up doing more damage to your credit scores and credit reports and subsequently complicating the entire divorce process. 7, open separate checking accounts. It's important to remove your spouse's name not only from your joint credit accounts, but from the checking and savings accounts as well. Once you filed for divorce, joint bank accounts should be closed and new individual accounts should be opened. Keep track of income and expenses. This is always a smart idea, but particularly during the stress and chaos of a divorce, it can be helpful to track and document financial details including child support and alimony payments and shared medical and other expenses. There are many personal finance apps available that can help you keep track of these details. Again, give me a call at 800-306-1990. I think we did a show on this last week or the week before about some of the different apps, but you can also talk to our friend Chris Bissonette. He's got some great apps that can help you with some of these items. And it also helps you with creating a budget. That's number 9. Going from a two-income household to a single income is a major transition. If you haven't adhered to a budget in the past, a divorce is a compelling reason to start doing so immediately. Make sure to outline everything, including both daily and monthly expenses, groceries, utilities, mortgage and car payments, scheduled maintenance on appliances and vehicles, and long-term expenses, including retirement and tuition funds. This will help you avoid overspending as you adjust to your new financial norm. Number 10, update your records. Once your divorce is final, you'll need to change your marital status on things including tax records, utility bills, health insurance, property titles, homes, cars. You might be wanting to look at a new trust. Talk to our friend Al Manfrey about that new trust. You can also talk to our friends over the Meyer Law Group or Law Firm, I think they call it, Meyer Law Firm in Newport Beach. They can help you with all of that information as well. Make sure that you've taken a look at your own health insurance coverage. For many couples, one spouse is the main policyholder on the health insurance coverage for the entire family. When you get divorced, there's going to be a grace period for one or both of you to find new coverage on separate policies. Make sure to talk to your employer to find out when the next open enrollment period is coming. And if you don't have employer-sponsored health insurance available, you need to research individual health insurance options. You may also talk to your employer, even though you may not be in an open enrollment period. There are certain events, life events, that allow you to join certain insurance coverages even when there is not an open enrollment. Consider adding more health insurance coverage options relative to the previous item. It's important to carefully consider the potential coverage you will need on your health insurance policies. You may need to add things you didn't have previously, such as counseling coverage for yourself or your children if they will need it during the difficult transitional time. You also may need to have some more disability insurance. I know the duck is out there. We've all heard the commercials. Number 13, decide whether or not you'll change your name. If you legally assumed your spouse's last name when you were married, you'll need to decide whether you're going to keep it for legal purposes. No matter what you decide, it's important to make sure your legal name matches the name on any credit and loan documents. Otherwise, you could end up with errors or multiple names or accounts on your credit report and that you'll have to dispute later. It could also affect your Social Security benefits because they don't know where to send them. They're easily confused at the IRS and the Social Security Department. Begin establishing your own credit. Once you're divorced, you may find that your credit score has taken a hit thanks to removing your name from accounts and losing some of your established credit history. If you close those accounts, your history is going to get shorter, right? When you close them, remember we've talked about that many, many times before, that part of your credit score comes from how old the credit trade lines are. Well, if you start closing the ones that were established during the marriage and you open something new, your trade history is going to become a shorter period, and you might want to, that'll have an effect on your score. So it's not advisable to run up a bunch of new debt. You can benefit by establishing new credit and opening a new bank account and credit card in your own name. The issues here is if you open up two or three new credit cards all at the same time, have one of them pay your cell phone bill on an automated pay, have one of them pay your electric bill on an automated pay, and another one pay your gas bill on an automated pay. Then you make sure that you are always paying those in full each month right before the statement closing date, but that will keep them active. So they'll consistently show activity and payments. And if you pay those off before the statement closing date, not the due date, the statement closing date, pay them off, that'll get you your highest possible credit scores. And it may not be right away, but over a little bit of time, you'll end up getting your credit scores growing. That's just one of the strategies. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, should you buy a house if you're already in debt? All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990. 1-990-800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio on Twitter. Stay tuned. We'll be back.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal? Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details. 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender. Licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report, and it is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has the solution. Should you buy a house if you're already in debt? Many people consider buying a house to be the finish line after conquering the hurdles of debt. That doesn't always have to be the case. Yes, buying a house is one of the more difficult achievements, especially when you're sitting on a mound of debt, but that doesn't mean it's impossible. You can buy a house if you're already in debt, even if you currently have too much debt to seal the deal. So here's a few tips to get you closer to the finish line. Know your debt-to-income ratio. Be aware of your debt-to-income ratio. This is your total monthly debt divided by your gross monthly income. For example, if your monthly debts total $1,000, your monthly gross income is $4,000, your debt-to-income ratio is 25%. Calculating your debt-to-income ratio is important because lenders use this information to determine your ability to repay the borrowed amount and therefore decide how reliable you are as a borrower. Lenders prefer your ratio to be below 40%. Consequently, if your ratio is above 40%, you should consider paying off more debt, saving it down for a down payment. Many people avoid buying a house because they think they need 20% down payment. You know better than that. If you've been listening to Ron Siegel Radio, you don't even need anywhere close to that. Veterans and USDA, zero down. FHA, 3.5% down. The Home Ready, Home Path programs are 3% down. Although that 20% is a good goal, by buying a house, getting in the game, you may be able to get there sooner. Create the budget. We talked about that. Not being house poor, you don't want to go into a purchasing a house without the necessary plans and funds. Although you may be able to afford buying a house, even with debt, that doesn't necessarily mean you should jump at the right chance right away. Often people will see their budget line up with housing costs and they'll immediately take action. Unfortunately, this leads to what people call being house poor. Basically, if your down payment, potential mortgage, and house costs are going to milk the entirety of your budget, leaving you little left over each month, you're going to be house poor. Owning a house is a huge asset, but it may not be worth it if this is taking almost every cent you have every month. Stay below your price range. Know that price range. Figure that out. If you're approved for a home loan in spite of your debt, don't take the highest loan amount and make a run for it, especially if you have good credit. Banks will often offer you a loan amount that you don't necessarily need. Just because you qualify for such a large amount doesn't mean you should use all of it. Considering additional options. If you're worried about making ends meet after adding a house to your current debt, consider other options. A popular choice is renting out the basement of your potential home for periods of time when you need extra cash. Having already purchased the house, having someone pay you rent would give you an additional income, which could help you recover your debt and other expenses. Although this is a useful way to make more money, don't rely on this option alone. Exchanging small investments for future money saved. People often buy a house thinking the initial cost is all they have to worry about. That most definitely isn't the case. When you trade in renting for owning, it is now your responsibility to fix any damage or malfunctions around the house. Put that in your budget. You're paying for it in the rent anyway. So now you need to just put it into your budget for home repairs. And adding house expense to your current debt is going to be more responsibility. So you need to be well prepared and organized by making sure you have all the debt assistance you need. If your current debt is already overwhelming and unmanageable, you need to take all of the assistance you can to get your debt under control before buying the house. Avoiding taking on other debts at the same time. Don't go buying a car and a house all at the same time. Just a thought for you. That's your Credit Matters segment. Again, brought to you by our friends at CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. What are you doing about it? So let's continue with our journey through the tips for maintaining financial sanity during a divorce. And I talked about this a little bit. Update wills, medical directives, powers of attorneys, trusts. It's not uncommon for a spouse to serve the role of power of attorney, medical power of attorney, and beneficiary to a will. If you have designated your spouse as any of these things, it's important to update all of these to reflect the new person or people you'd like to appoint to fulfill these roles. 15, change beneficiaries on retirement accounts and life insurance policies. Similar to the previous tip, make sure that your life insurance policy, 401k, IRA, and other retirement accounts are updated to reflect the change in your marital status. 17 is ensure your children are covered. If you have minor children that should benefit from your retirement accounts or life insurance policies, make sure any changes you put in place account for that. For example, if you have a $200,000 life insurance policy that you would like your now six-year-old child to receive at age 25, make sure the person you appoint will fulfill your wishes pertaining to the amounts you designate and when. Trust. Have you heard the word trust before? Get a trust. Get it all spelled out. Good idea to get these details in writing and notarized. That's why we talked to you about getting in touch with the Josh and Laura Meyer Law Firm, or over there with Al Manfrey, one of those. Get savvy in managing your finances. In many marriages, one spouse acts as the financial manager. That means they handle things like paying the bills, setting the budget, balancing the checkbook, filing annual tax returns. If you're not the spouse that handled these things, then you may have little or no knowledge of how to manage these things day to day. Could be helpful to establish a relationship with a certified financial planner, banker, professional tax preparer. It can also be helpful to sign up for an online course on basic financial management. Again, those are all areas that we can help you with. No, I don't do them. Yes, I do have the contacts and the resources to introduce you to the right people for all of those different services. Establish a savings account. It may seem counterintuitive to try and save money at a time when your financial situation may have significantly changed. However, when it comes to saving money, even small amounts add up, and you never know when an unexpected expense may arise and you'll need a little extra. Take it one day at a time is the final item here. Divorce is never something we plan for, and it can feel completely overwhelming when tending to all the decisions and details that need to be worked out. By slowing down and taking things one step, one day at a time, you'll find that both you and your finances will adjust to this life change, and you may just make the transition a lot more seamlessly than you think you will. Just a thought there. That's, again, at least consult if you're contemplating divorce, if that's something that is the right solution for you. Highly recommend you at least consulting with somebody in the collaborative family law arena. And it may be something you do before you go to one of the adversarial lawyers, just because a lot of them, they have a different thought process about the world, and they might be able to help you navigate this whole situation. Maybe not comfortably, but a little less intrusively. Just a thought for you. And as always, I suggest set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.